From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. As rescue and recovery from the former Hurricane Harvey continues in southeast Texas, the White House is assuring storm victims that it is not going anywhere and that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence was in Rockport, Texas on Thursday.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the President will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance.
The storm left incredible damage as it spent 5 days dumping record-breaking rainfall on Texas and Louisiana. Houston, the nation's fourth-largest city, was especially hard hit. Harvey slammed into the southeast Texas coast nearly a week ago as a Category 4 hurricane. It soaked the region with 130 centimeters of rain, an all-time record from a single storm in the continental United States. Well, even as the southern U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from the hurricane, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic and another in the Gulf of Mexico. Irma has intensified into a Category 3 hurricane and is headed toward the Caribbean and southeastern United States. And the National Hurricane Center is watching for an area of low pressure to develop over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. In its forecast on Thursday, the center said that if the system develops, it could bring more rainfall to the already soaked regions of Texas and Louisiana. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The American government has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and buildings in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
Look, right now, we're requiring the Russian government to close its consulate general in San Francisco, a trade annex in Washington, D.C., and a trade annex in New York City. These closures have to be completed by the September 2nd. We've taken a firm and measured action in response to Russia's unfortunate decision earlier this year. We want to halt the downward spiral, and we want to move forward towards better relations. We'll look for opportunities to do that, but we also want to have equity in the decisions, and anything beyond that, I would refer you to the State Department.
The State Department said the order was a response to Russia's decision to order a reduction in the number of American diplomatic workers allowed in Russia. The report has condemned the continued use of cluster munitions by Syria and Yemen. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA on the release of the annual report ahead of next week's UN conference on the Convention on Cluster Munitions.
The report, known as the Cluster Munition Monitor, has recorded more than 230 cluster munition strikes in opposition-held areas across Syria over the past year. It says the number of attacks has increased since Russia began joint military operations with Syrian forces on September 30, 2015. Mary Wareham is advocacy director with Human Rights Watch's Arms Division. Wareham says most of the munitions used in Syria were manufactured in what was then the Soviet Union decades ago, and that most of the cluster bomb attacks in Syria have been carried out by government forces. More than 100 countries have joined the treaty known as the Cluster Munitions Convention since it took effect in August 2010. The treaty prohibits the use, production, and trade in such weapons and calls for the destruction of stockpiles within 8 years of becoming party to the treaty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Foreigners who were denied entry into the United States as a result of President Trump's travel ban will now receive help from the government to reapply for visas under a lawsuit settlement reached Thursday. Civil rights lawyers reached an agreement with the administration, under which the government agreed to notify anyone overseas who was banned that they can reapply for visas with the help of a Department of Justice liaison over a 3-month period. In return, the plaintiffs said they would drop all their claims. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.